My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I am the bread of life, says the Lord. My dear brothers and sisters, this is the first of the seven I am proclamation of Jesus in the Gospel of John. I am the bread of life. The people are coming to Jesus because they are hungry. The prophet Amos speaks of this kind of hungry this way, I quote, "See, days are coming, oracle of the Lord God, when I will send the famine under the land, not a hunger for bread or a thirst for water, but for hearing the word of the Lord." Amos chapter 8. And his first I am declaration, Jesus reveals to us the kind of relationship he desires to cultivate so that we may grow in faith and love of God. He exposes the folly of the Jews' unbelief. But for those who accept him in faith, he promises not just a prolonged lifetime, but eternal life itself. What every person hungers and thirsts for. My dear brothers and sisters, God wants us to live, not to die. And for this very reason, God gave his only Son so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. John chapter 3, verses 10 to 17. Now, the question for us, my dear brothers and sisters, is this. Do you experience strength and growth from receiving the Eucharist, the bread of life? Do you live out the bond of unity that the Eucharist symbolizes and strengthens? Matthew says in his gospel, "So if you are about to offer your gift to God at the altar, and there you remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift, make peace, and then come back and offer your gift to God." Amen.